Hello, everyone.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
I'm sorry. And this... Wait, I've watched it way too many times to not know what comes
next. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save 50 pounds per person.
That's 100 pounds.
For a family of four.
Four.
For a family of four.
We're like slowly piecing it together.
No, literally. God, that's literally every... It's that one... And it's the...
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Can't do it.
It's so annoying.
Okay. I wanted to quickly ask you two things.
I'm scared. Okay. I'm scared.
Well, first I should say, hey, everyone. Hi. It's July 23rd. Happy Wednesday Eve when we're recording this.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Please subscribe to our YouTube. All that jazz.
You beat me to it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Okay, well, because I wanted to ask you, what are the last two songs that you downloaded?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing intense.
Let's check, shall we?
But I feel like it says a lot about a person, because sometimes there's a story behind it. It's like, oh, I was at
someone's... Oh, one of them has to do with you, actually.
What is it, Young M.A.?
No. No. Girl, you know I've had that downloaded for years. Like, I would always keep the hammer next to me.
Ooh.
No, but...
like, we're in these streets more than sesame.
If that's your chick, then why is she texting me?
Why does she keep calling my phone speaking sexually? That is Brittany and I's freaking song. That one in Dangerous by Kardash or whoever his name is.
Kardash.
Why always think it's Kardash?
Cardinal and Akon. Is it Akon?
No, I think it's just Cardinal. Wait. Maybe Akon is.
I feel like Akon's in it.
You're right. There is a change up.
I would done.
Has to.
Dangerous.
Oh my god.
It is Akon.
You're so
funny. But remember, oh wow, what a good memory. Remember when we all thought TikTok was going away in January? And we were together in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
And we were just like spam posting TikToks. Yeah. Like every 2 seconds we're just posting TikToks. We're like, we've never been using it.
So embarrassing. So we're all thinking it.
But remember the dance is like, and baby, would you do it? Do it right?
Yes.
Do it, baby. Do it tonight. Yeah, I downloaded that song.
Oh.
It popped up in my head the other day, and I was like, that's such a groovy song. So then I downloaded, I was about to start playing it. I downloaded it. It's literally a 7.5 minute long song, but it's so perfect and groovy.
Okay, what's the name? I need to download it.
It is Take Your Time by the SOS Band.
The SOS Band. Okay.
Yeah, Take Your Time, Do It Right. Best of the 1980s.
It is so groovy. You're right.
So I downloaded that one. And then there's this girl that's on TikTok that were like, all of the clips from her concert are just like popping up on my For You page.
Yeah.
And her voice is so like, I feel like a guilty pleasure of mine is like, this is a perfect segue into a thought that I had, by the way, because I'm going to vent for a second. But like, I saw this girl on my For You page, and like it's literally just like clip after clip after clip after clip of her singing the same song, and her name is
Sierra Murph.
No, oh god, yikes, Sierra Farrell.
Never heard of her.
She had like there was a TikTok sound of her song that like blew up that everybody used.
Oh.
But like, I feel like a guilty pleasure of mine is like very like folky kind of like, I don't know. I love artists that have such like a distinct voice.
Yeah.
And like, it just very like bluegrass, like bluesy, folky kind of vibe to it. So she did a cover of a John Anderson song. And if you don't know who John Anderson is, like, OG, like, country.
Yeah.
Like, OG, OG country. And she did a cover of his song, Years. And it's, like, It's literally, I listen to it on repeat because her voice is just so unreal and her live is so unreal. And I looked her up, I looked up her tour dates and she's coming to Richmond in September.
Dude.
And I kind of want to go.
Go do it. Yes.
Like, I want to go. And I started, like, I pulled up her set list because that's like another thing that I do. I always pull up a set list because I'm like, I'll be darned if I'm standing in the audience not knowing the song.
True. So true.
So, because I always get left out if I feel like everybody else is singing around me and I'm just standing there. But I'll have to send you the song. But it's just like, it's so folky and it's just like her outfits are just like so outlandish, but not necessarily like outlandish in a bad way, but just like, you know, they're just so like whimsical. People call her like the Appalachian version of Chapel Roan.
Ooh.
So like, you know, her outfits are super like the big floral dresses, or like she'll have this big like flower headpiece coming out and like just super funky. So, but yeah, those are the last two songs that I downloaded.
You should definitely go to her concert. Wait, does the set list look like it would appeal to you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very, like, a lot of her songs are kind of, like, you know, just, like, slow and kind of vibey and, like, chill. Kind of like a Lana Del Rey kind of vibe. But
music to my ears.
But I feel like Lana Del Rey is very, like, very kind of calm.
Okay.
And this girl is very, like, powerhouse.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Okay, wait. The lore behind Jessie Murph and Britney is that... There have been, like, two or three times where Britney has voice memo vented to me about Jessie Murph and forgotten that I'm a Jessie Murph stan. And it's so funny because I'm like, yes, but you know that's my girl. But Blue Strips, like, I loved it the first day it came out. I played it a million times. I haven't played it since just because it got a little bit too much on social media.
And then her new song is absolute garbage. I don't care. Like, I know you're a stan.
I don't like that one either, but I think she said it was a joke, I feel like.
I don't care if it's freaking poetry written by the Pope himself. I don't care. I'm just like, Snapchat, hit me on Snapchat. I'm like, what? Like, the vent. Every time that I, like, see, I think it was the first time that I heard the audio, I was like, this has to be AI. That's not a thing. I'm like, it has to be AI. Nope, it wasn't. It's real. I think I sent her a voice memo and I was like, her voice, like I just mentioned in the beginning, her voice is like, I love a, like, just like a funky, just like a super unique voice. Like, that's like my kryptonite. Like, I love listening to it. But I feel like whoever her songwriters are doing her so dirty. I'm like, she's wasting on these trash lyrics. Sorry.
I know she's writing them herself, though. This is, like, her personality. Oops. No, yeah, but, like, she's just being expressive. And she said she wrote Blue Strips in literally 5 minutes. She was like, it just came to her. And it sounds like it, yeah. I mean, it's like pretty basic. Like,
right.
But it's kind of genius. Like, it's so simple that it's perfect. Like, it's just, well, at least to me.
Hey, art is subjective.
Yes, exactly.
Art is subjective.
But like, there's don't some you, like, love her style and her, like, look? I love that she does, like, the Priscilla Presley vibe.
I do. I like her hair a lot. I think that's very, like, it. I can point her out in a crowd.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. Which I think is funky. Like, I like her style. I love her hair. Like, she's gorgeous. She's pretty. But she it's really just, is. Like, I wish that there was just more substance
because of Have you listened to Heroin?
No.
Oh, that's... Talk about substance.
Okay.
I'm surprised you haven't heard that one.
No. I just need... Like, I just wish that she had more substance.
Yeah, they're... Not all of her songs are, like, Blue Strips, for real. Like, okay. This one is about, like, her dad, like, and I'm pretty sure his drug addiction, and kind of, like, why couldn't you love me, like, drugs or something, almost.
Oh, perfect.
Like,
heard.
But it's... Elton John, actually, just came out and said... He was like, have you heard... He was on some podcast... And she clipped it and, like, put on her Instagram. That's why I know. But he was talking about her. He said, I heard this song, Heroin, by Jessie Murph. He was like, it blew me away. Like,
oh, wow.
This woman. Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. So,
I think Elton it's approves. Just... I think the, like, mainstream media, and this is going to sound so, like, of me, but, like, I just feel like they ruins a lot of things.
I worry about, like, over-sexualization of artists quickly because of the media, almost. Like, it's crazy to me that she's only 20 years old.
Right?
Like, everything that she's doing and saying and, like, how she's portraying herself, she seems so much older. But I'm like, okay, I just hope that it's at her pace, because obviously that can go bad, like, pretty quickly.
For sure, and that's, like, a safety concern.
Yes, yeah. For sure. But I notice it as well. I'm like, she's kind of over-sexualized, I feel like.
Valid. That was vent number one. I have another one, too. This is about concerts.
Oh, yeah.
In general. I have been seeing this a lot lately. I cannot stand when artists go on stage and they have the song playing in the background with the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, I guess common.
And they're, like, they're singing along, too. And then they barely sing. They just dance around on stage with their song playing in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's giving karaoke.
Yeah, it's giving, like, okay, I don't know. I guess it depends who it is. Like, if it's a rapper, probably. But if it's, like, that folk girl that you were talking about, like, she probably wouldn't do that.
No. Every clip that I've seen of her, she's full on, like, mic is on, rent is due kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. I feel like if I ever go to a concert and I'm standing there and I'm watching them stand there while their song is playing in the background, I'm going home. I could have done this for free.
Wait, but I know what you mean by, like, wanting the set list to be, like, it's smart to look up the set list before you go to a concert. Oh, for sure.
I do it every concert I go to. Yeah. I look up the set list. No surprises for me. No surprises for me.
Dude, yeah, are you going to any concerts this year? Do you have any, like, booked?
I'm going to Dallas this weekend, and I'm going to see Brandon Lake with Alex.
Okay.
Brandon Lake has, like, a song with Jelly Roll right now.
Oh.
And I don't necessarily like Jelly Roll that much, but, like, I mean, I like what he does, but, like.
Yes.
I like what he's about. I like what he does, but, like, I don't necessarily like his music that much. But, however, Brandon Lake's a Christian artist, so, he has, like, a popular song out right now that you would probably know if I played it for you.
Oh, okay.
He's got the tattoos. He's got the super long curly hair. Mm. I feel like you know who it was. I feel like if I played one of his popular songs, you'd be like, oh, I know who that is.
Okay.
So.
Well, that'll be fun. Dallas.
I'm excited. I know. We leave on Friday evening.
Yay.
I know.
Well, good. I hope you have fun.
Thanks. We're just gonna eat a bunch.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, TikTok, Dallas food, like, finding all the spots.
Yep. I've been, like, I have a couple friends that live in Dallas, or just live in Texas in general, so I've been messaging them the past couple weeks, just being like, hey, like, where do I go? What do I do? Yeah. What do I eat? And blah, blah, blah. So, and then now that I've looked it up on TikTok, it, like, comes up on my For You page, being like, if you want something to do in Dallas that doesn't require food, this is what you do. I'm like, ooh. I'm sad. What's up?
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope you have fun. I'll be living through all your pictures and whatever you post.
Love that.
Okay, wait. Sidebar about Jelly Roll. I saw this on TikTok the other day. You know his wife, Bunny.
I do.
Her name's Bunny, right? That's what she goes by. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, how in love they are and, like, how solid their marriage seems and everything? Did you know he had an affair? Like, the first year that they were married, he had a year-long affair. And it was, like, totally kept in the dark. I cannot remember how she said she found out. I think she said it was, like, one of those, like, when you know type situations. Like, she just saw something or whatever and confronted him. And then they, I guess, like, spent some time apart, like, a week or so, maybe. And they got back together. And she was, like, it changed him, like, forever. And not, like, we needed that type vibes, but just being, like, it made us stronger and whatnot. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. I knew that, like, I'd seen videos and clips or whatever of both of them separately talking about how, like, how rough they had it when they first came, like, when everything kind of, like, when their relationship first started. But, you know, especially with everything that she did for that man.
that's what people are saying. They're like, oh my gosh, she's excusing his cheating, which she kind of was, because she was like, he, it was almost like a freak out of like, okay, 1 year of marriage down. Oh my gosh, this thing is forever. Is, you know, I'm feeling very like caged up. And she's like, you know, you can't cage him. Like, he's going to be who he's going to be, and blah, blah, blah. And just kind of like, girl, you're better than me.
No, literally. Literally.
I mean, a year-long affair.
That's crazy.
I know. So odd.
I couldn't. What about that? That Coldplay couple.
Dude. It's just like, sometimes beautiful things happen.
So, right?
I mean, like, obviously, it's going to cause a lot of pain, but I believe in the Lord. I believe the Lord said, you know what? Be sure your sins will find you out.
Uh-huh. Clock it.
Mm-hmm. What's honestly done in the dark will be brought to the light.
No, literally. It's crazy. I think it's funny that, like, literally everybody collectively came together and is, like, making fun of these people.
Yeah. It's just perfect that she's the HR lady as well.
Right? I know. When I found that out, I was like, girl, seriously? Like, oh come on. Be a little smarter than that.
Just, like, they never... But also, it was so bold of them to go to a concert as public as that. Have a seat on the railing. You know, like, they are, like, out. They're not in.
Yeah, they're not, like, blended in the crowd in the nosebleed seats in section 402. Mm-hmm. Like, they are straight up, like, out there for everyone to see.
Unbelievable. And they're both, like, multimillionaires, all that kind of stuff. So it's not like they were just some nobodies, you right know?
So just funny.
So, yeah. And did you see the wife statement?
I think I saw somebody make a video about it, but then I read the comments and everybody's like, it's AI, it's not real. And I'm like, how do I even know what's real and what isn't anymore? I swear, in the next, like, 6 months, I'm going to be, like, that boomer mom on Facebook sharing something, and I'm going to be falling for it.
Dude, I made a video being like, did y'all see the guy's statement? How stupid is he? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, it was fake.
Oh, of course it was.
Perfect. So I was like, I think that's AI. I was like... Eek. But, you know, I left it up because I was like, how was I supposed to know? I'm sorry.
Honestly, it looks real. Right? It looks real to me.
At least it wasn't Donald Trump with, like, a kitten walking through the floodwaters for real. Like, that is unacceptable.
The amount of flood pictures that I saw, one of them being Jelly Roll.
Yes.
I'm like, bro.
Oh my god.
I'm like, just take 2 seconds and look. Just, like, look really hard for me. Just look.
No. So, I don't know. Her statement could have very well been fake, but from what I saw, I was like, okay, I love this from her, if it's really her, because she's like, I'm taking back the power. I'm moving onwards and upwards. Like, I'm talking to lawyers. I'm figuring out what's mine, and I'm leaving this man.
Even if listen, you know what? It's not fake. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real. It's real in our eyes. So that's all that matters.
100%.
Love it. Fight the power, babe. Get your power back.
Yeah, truly. Okay, wait. Let me share my 2 songs before I forget.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
Like, totally. Okay. Pull Up With a Stick by Saw Baby. I don't know why I haven't downloaded this sooner. I knew about it when it came out in 2016, but I heard it on a TikTok before, like, literally before I jumped in the shower. And I was like, oh, let me download that.
Love that.
That was filmed in the projects. The music video was filmed in the projects of Atlanta. Okay.
Sly.
Like, full on. I don't know where I saw that. I watched some, like, probably a Tommy G video.
Mm.
And then Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Oh, wow. Dude,
just.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. What is so insane is I had Ozzy Osbourne on my list of stuff to talk about last week, and we didn't get to it.
That's crazy.
Because Taylor, like, redheaded Taylor's stepmom.
Yeah.
Total rocker chick. Miss Chris. We love her to death. We
love that.
Like, when we all get drunk, like, she gets out black eyeliner and does the super smudge, and, like, she has a bunch of wigs in her closet. Like, crazy.
Oh my curly, gosh.
Brown, red, all that. And we, like, run around the house, and, like, she's just total rocker chick. What a gal. But she, we went out on the boat on like a Saturday, like beautiful lake day. And she was like, I'm going to stay home. She's like, I got to watch this live stream. It was like the full Black Sabbath, but it, I guess it was called Back to the Beginning or something. Cause they did a whole like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Like she literally brewed her coffee and sat on that couch and started watching the live stream and did it all day while we were out. And as soon as we got back, Ozzy came on. And so like, we got to watch it together. And I honestly, like, I know obviously of him, but, and with a lot of things that's sad like this, but I'm more fascinated by him now. Like now that he's passed and I'm seeing all these videos on my For You page and like, since just watching that live stream, I was like, oh, I cried watching his last performance. I was like,
aww.
I mean, he just looks so old and you could tell like he wanted to like stand up so bad and like, get out, and he was sitting in that chair, bro. Oh my god, heartbreaking.
And but, everyone was like, that was his little farewell, like last hoorah.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
And singing Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Oh my gosh.
Tore me to shreds. So I was gonna talk about that and be like, oh wow, like for her stepmom, like that was a band that she grew up with, like coming to a close and like doing a final performance. Like, is Taylor Swift gonna do that? Like,
right?
She's gonna have her last performance. I mean,
that's crazy.
Lana, like at some point, all of our favorite artists will all be having their last moments in our lifetime.
Right?
Sentimental.
I know. Emo. Emo hours.
Seriously. Okay, so those are my two songs. And then, oh, I wanted to say I'm also going to start watching their TV show. So if anyone wants to start watching it with me.
Oh, the...
What was it? I don't even know what it's actually called. But I've seen, of course, a million clips of it on my page recently. And my sister started watching it. Oh, it's called The Osbournes. Okay, perfect. People are probably screaming like they like want to tell me so bad.
Right.
I'm like, what is it?
Wait, what's this called?
Ozzy TV show. That's what I could call
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh my god.
Osbournes.
Okay, wait. And then I wanted to ask you, what are the last two things you ordered?
Ooh, let me pull up Amazon.
What are the purchases? Yeah, no, I'm thinking Amazon. What
I ordered. Listen, guess what freaking happened to me?
What?
I'm sending you a screenshot.
Okay.
But later. Oh my god. Oh, I got my package freaking stolen. Stolen.
Stop it.
Stolen.
Do you have a camera?
No. They stole it from the lobby.
Stop it. They're so bold.
Yeah, because the stupid freaking idiot. Like, I'm, you know, anyway. So I ordered three things, right? In like one go. But for some reason, two of the items got delivered in one box. And then the third item was delivered hours later, right? But you know how when you get an Amazon delivery, it notifies you and says, like, hey, you know, you're 10 stops away, or it's here, blah, 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 whatever. I got home from work and I was, like, doing stuff around the apartment, and I never got the notification that my package had gotten delivered. So I was, like, interesting. I was, like, let me go check on that. So then I go on my Amazon app and it said delivered. I was, like, oh, cool. Like, when? Like, 3 hours ago? Perfect. Awesome. And when they took the picture, and when you walk into my apartment complex, like, you have to kind of, like, walk to the left, and they have this huge box, like, this huge, huge machine box thing. It's called the Package Concierge. Yeah. You have to go, and you have to come up, like, when you move in, you come up with a personalized username and password. They scan your face, and then a thing pops open. To avoid stealing packages.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at the picture, they literally put it on some random table in the lobby.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, so then I walk downstairs and it's not there. So then I'm like, okay, well, let me go to the package concierge and type in my username and password. And maybe they, like, maybe somebody from the office before they clocked out for the day, like, grabbed it and went and, like, stuck it somewhere. Nope. So I went and I looked around the lobby, wasn't in the lobby. looked in, like, went around, because, you know, there's, like, just a bunch of random furniture. So I started opening up all these drawers and all these little things, like, in the lobby, rummaging around. Nothing. Somebody stole my freaking package.
Do they have cameras in the lobby?
I have no idea. I honestly...
Dude, you need to check.
But the only thing that sucks is that by the time that I could just email them, but at this point they haven't been responding to any of my emails. Which is super annoying. That's a story for a different time. But every time that I leave to go to work before they get there, and then I get home after they've already left for the day.
Mm.
So I work longer hours than they do.
Dang.
So I'm like, this sucks. Granted, I got a refund, so it's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I called. Well, I okay, wait, went to Amazon. Order? Yeah, that's right. That's what we were doing. Let's see. Let me go on Amazon. I ordered this. Oh, I'm so sad it didn't come. It was this really, really cute, freaking, like, athletic little dress.
Love!
I was going to bring that to Dallas because it's going to be hot as crap outside.
Oh.
And I was like, and it has, like, shorts underneath, and it's, like, you know, athletic, like, almost like leggings material.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I just want it so bad. But dang. Freaking dummy. Yeah, like, look, without showing my address, like, look where he put it. On some random freaking table.
Oh, jeez.
In the lobby. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? So, anyway, I ordered some batteries for my, oh my gosh, what are they called? AirTags.
Okay.
Because the AirTag that's for my luggage died. The battery died.
Oh.
So I ordered new batteries to replace the one in the AirTag. And then I ordered myself a cute little purse.
Ooh, let's see it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's just Amazon for like $15, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah, so those are the last two things that, couple things, I guess, that I've ordered.
Okay.
And coffee pods.
Ooh, from, like, what, do you order from Nespresso or from Amazon?
I order from Nespresso.
Okay, how many did you buy and which flavor?
I bought 50.
All right.
Literally just a Dolce double shot.
Oh, 50 of the same?
Yup, that's it.
Love it, consistent queen.
Oh, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Seriously.
And every time, I told Sophia in a voice memo, because that's what we do, we just voice memo each other. We don't actually speak. I'll send a text and then I follow up with a voice memo. But
always.
I told her, I said that I tried the strawberries and cream pods and they were garbage.
Did you brew them as coffee or espresso?
There's a way for you to brew it as just espresso?
Yeah, dude. Double click the... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any coffee pod can be an espresso pod.
Interesting.
Yes, and you have one of the new machines, so I know definitely it will work. If you put it in, instead of just pressing it once, press the button twice, and it turns blue.
Interesting.
Yes. Life hack.
I had no idea.
I know.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it a go.
I know. It's like that kind of changes it. Because I'm not really, like, I bought their chocolate cake one time, and it was like a coffee pod.
Mm.
That was disgusting.
Oh no,
it was so bad. It tasted like nothing good. But started brewing it as espresso, and it was like doable. Like when you put it with milk and creamer and whatnot, I'm like, yeah, I can get this down.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
there are some, obviously, there are some days that I do love just like a full cup of coffee.
Right.
Like I love a good Folgers. Like I have a big container of Folgers, and we have like a normal drip coffee like in the pot.
So good.
Right.
Especially in the fall, bro.
Oh my god, don't even get me started.
I'm so excited.
I literally had a conversation with my boss yesterday that I was like, I just love fall so much.
Tear.
Literally a singular tear coming down my face. I just love fall so much. I love the breeze.
Yes.
I love wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I love the coffees. I love the decorations. I love how just like everybody collectively comes together and is like, I love fall.
It's so cute.
I love it so much. But yeah.
Yeah, just the basic Folgers hits at that time.
But Sophie and I both ordered some coffee pods recently.
Yeah, I did 30 Dolce, 20 Ice Leggero, but 50 overall, because I feel like that's a pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too expensive. Like, mine ended up being, like, $65, probably. Like, and yours is probably the same for $50 with shipping.
Yeah. I mean, what I did is I did pick up at a UPS location.
Oh.
Because it gets there faster and it's free.
Oh, slay.
Mm-hmm. So, it gets here in, like, a day or two versus having to wait.
Oh, I need to look at that.
Yeah. So, when you're on the Nespresso app, when you go to check out,
yeah,
it'll do, like, the, it'll do the, yeah, like, if you want to pick it up at a UPS location, the closest one near you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, life-changing when you have pods. It's like every morning has a new meaning. I'm like, I can't wait to get up.
Like, I cannot wait for my cup of coffee.
For you. Okay, I ordered a black phone case. Soft matte touch is my preference.
Very
soft,
you.
Silicone or whatever it's called.
Love that.
And then, you guessed it, a matching whatever it's called, the suction things.
Oh, love that. The Octobuddy or whatever?
Yes, Octobuddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. Like, this is, it's literally just black. Because my phone case right now is so cute.
Cutie!
I stickered it up, okay? Peep the soap on the side.
Love.
We have, like, a little red kinesthetic bonding concentrate shampoo.
Oh, my gosh!
It's a little Morphe blush palette. It's, like, kind of open. We have
cutie.
A little cassette. We have it to the after party.
Love. That's very you. I love it.
Thank you. I fully decked it out. But there's, like, no protection on it, so, like, the stickers are low-key coming up a little bit.
Ah, deck on it.
I know.
You should get, like, resin or something.
I know I should. But it also made me realize how much I use that Octobuddy, like, not having it.
Yep.
I mean, like, do you use yours?
No. Honestly, I haven't had one in a long time.
Gosh.
I know, because I bought one that, because I like this because of the magnetic thing.
Yeah.
Because I do have, like, a little stand that I could just, like, stick my phone onto. And I tried the Octobuddy on it, and it would just, like, fall off, and it got on my nerves so much that I just said, like, oh, I'm not going to use it anymore. And honestly, since then, like, I just grab my little stand, and I put my phone on it, and then I just, like, stick my stand somewhere.
Yes, I forgot you have that. That is super handy, like the MagSafe thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute for inventing that, for real.
I know. I do need a new case, though, because, like, she is dirty.
She's gray.
She gray from being in my pants. For real.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I also ordered a new vacuum cleaner.
Cute.
I don't know. It just felt like I was due for an upgrade. I don't know. This one was
$80. Nothing
Which I
wrong
feel like,
with that.
Oh my god, and it's pink. I forgot. I freaking ordered the pink one.
Who are you?
Wait.
Cute.
That's so colorful.
I know. Wow.
It also has green to bust the dust. That's what it says. The green light's like, no dust gets away.
Dust where? Who is she? I want to start making sourdough.
Dude, will you please?
This morning, I literally sat. And while I was doing my makeup, I literally went to your account and just clicked on your sourdough thing and watched all of them.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, I have a sourdough starter kit in literally my kitchen right now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to wait until the starter is ready to go.
I just know. Buy
a starter and be like, now I want to make bread. I'm so impatient. That's my issue.
Do you know anyone who makes it?
I could potentially ask around.
Like, anyone, if at all possible, get someone else's starter.
So true.
That's how I did it. I don't know how to grow a starter. People, I have no freaking clue. And Godspeed to those who do, because it's gotta be hard. Like, you're trying to create, like, this fermentation process. I can only imagine it's probably so terrifying.
Do you know, we both know her, Jordan.
Yeah.
She made a video today because she's also on her sourdough journey.
Yes.
She made her own starter.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks.
Yeah. I was thinking of her in my head because I've been following along. Like, it's been a process.
6 weeks. And as soon as I said that, I said, I am a very, like, instant gratification kind of girl. I'm like, that's why I never did really well in a lot of sports growing up, because I would start it and I'd be like, oh, I'm not naturally just good at it. I don't want to do it anymore. That was me all the time. So when I got the when I asked for the sourdough kit, I got it on my added it to my wedding registry. When I asked for the sourdough kit, I thought that it was just like, hey, you just put all this stuff together. Here's the starter. Yay, let's make some bread. Apparently that's not how it works.
So do you know anyone, though, who wouldn't be, like, freaked out by you asking?
I honestly have no idea. I could ask around, and also people, like, sell it on Marketplace. I could just be, like, that's sourdough starter. And I could, like, probably get it at a farmer's market or something.
Also a good idea.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just want to make, I love sourdough. Like, sourdough is, like, my go-to bread. Like, I love sourdough. So I want to make, and then after having yours, I'm like, oh my god, it's so good. I'm like, I want to do it. And I have a Dutch oven and everything.
Yes, bro. Please do
it. I want to.
I'm going to Dutch. It's honestly such a flex to, like, have good bread, you know, right? Not like Nature's Own, but just to have it because you snack on it more. And it's just so much, it's so enjoyable because it's like good shit, like, pardon my French. And you douse it in butter and jam. Oh. It's like, and sourdough doesn't bloat you because of all the fermentation process. Like, I do 4 slices a day sometimes, no shame.
I need that. Hey, I'd eat a whole loaf if it was me. No shame in that at all.
Seriously, I encourage you to start.
I'm about to look it up for real.
I, like, Facebook Marketplace, I didn't think about that, or I didn't think about farmers markets. Those are two great options, I feel like, for anyone listening who wants to start as well.
There you go. I already found it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much?
Literally in the $10.
Do it.
Organic sourdough starter. Fresh and active mature starter. 60 grams in a 2-pint glass jar.
Oh, hell
care
yeah.
Instructions. Ready for feeding. Fed with organic whole wheat and organic unbleached flour for high protein. Sure. I don't know if whole wheat is going to make a difference. I don't like wheat bread.
I don't know. I just use bread flour. That's what my recipe is. I just,
but, like, look at how flour. Funky that looks.
Ooh, yes.
Right?
Now she's active. She's
out. Oh, there's so many people selling their sourdough starters.
Oh, you're on it. I know it. You're going to, within the week, we're going to have a video on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
For sure.
Healthy starter. There's another one. $8. Healthy starter, many years old, who I have named Grace. $8 in a jar. Or $4 if you bring your own, ready to be fed and used. Also taking orders for sourdough baked goods.
Dude.
Oh my god. She made sourdough cinnamon rolls.
You can do so many things.
Bro, look at how good her sourdough looks.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm messaging this lady.
Get Grace.
Like, hi, I want Grace.
And isn't that so beautiful that it's however many years old? What'd she say? Like, passed
it's
down?
It's a guy.
Oh, well, like, I mean the Grace the starter, like...
Oh, sir. Oh. Because I just clicked on their profile, and... Oh, and they joined Facebook in 2010. Cool.
Okay, so they're OG.
Okay, I might save this, because I'm going to do it when I get back from going out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanna do sourdough so bad!
You got it.
So good. Fun.
I saw a video of a piece of, like, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about Nature's Own bread, okay?
Yes.
Like, you can imagine the orange label and whatever.
Yes.
Someone put a piece of it in the sink and it got all wet and they picked it up and they squeezed it and it literally was like a sponge. Like, it didn't, it actually, like, came back into, like, a square afterwards and didn't get destroyed, ooh, didn't soften. Like, it's full on preservative city.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I could never eat anything like that. literally downing, like, Cadbury chocolate eggs. That's like, had so pot funny. Stickers for dinner.
Me with my Wingstop. Like, I could never... I could never eat anything like that. No, but seriously, when I get this starter, I'm going to FaceTime you and you're going to have to walk me through it.
Okay, Slay.
And I'll be like, what, help, what do I do?
I can send you... I have, like, a notes... page that has my sourdough recipe on it written out step by step, like each fold, everything.
Love.
Yay. Okay,
so I'm still gonna FaceTime you.
Oh yeah, of course,
to please. Be like, what do I do,
what do I do,
what do I do?
Okay, wait, random, but do you freaking remember as children when we would go to Great Clips and wherever to get our haircut, we were fully picking out haircuts out of a book?
Oh, that was one of my favorite things to do.
There was no Pinterest. There was no Google. There was no TikTok. We were feverishly grabbed the big, and they were big books, mm-hmm. like probably like 2 feet tall, a foot wide. And just literally, like, flipping through that mug quickly before she's like, okay, ready to call you
and
back.
It's your turn. And you're like, I haven't picked a haircut yet. Literally every single time. Like, let me just go through all the pixie cuts. I don't want that.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's, you know, peak 2000, like 90s, 2000s was like hella pixie cuts.
Oh my God. I remember I had to have a like bob, but that was longer in the front. Oh my gosh. I was begging my mom for weeks to make me that appointment. There was a girl who, this was, oh my gosh, it must have been fourth grade. Her name was Angelique, and she was new, and she came in, and she had, like, red and blonde highlights in her, like, brown hair, and it was up, like, the bob was up to here in the back, and it came down, okay, in the front, like, to long pieces. And
okay, like, Calico.
And her parents, like, they were all tatted up, and they were, like, piercers and whatnot.
Love.
And she was just, like, so cool to me.
She and is cool.
She is. No, Angelique, like, you're cool, girl. Like, wherever you are. But I was like, I need that haircut.
I love that.
I know.
That's so funny.
It's
the blunt.
I need to see if I can find a picture.
B.O.B. said I call you Bob. Like, Bob. You know, but a Bob. Like,
and I remember when she was cutting it, I was like, oh, no, more in the back. Like, higher in the back. Like, I needed it, like, cut you type. Yeah. I know I can buy
that. That's crazy.
I know. What was I on for real? I was just trying to be cool.
I went and got my haircut with my fifth grade teacher, actually. Oh? It was me, my fifth grade teacher, and then two other girls in my class. We all had, like, stupid long hair.
Yeah.
Like, super, super long. And my teacher made a comment to me. She was like, have you ever thought about cutting your hair? And I was like, me. And apparently she would grow her hair out often and then get it chopped off for locks of love.
Yes. Okay.
Before, but apparently, like, maybe I'm making this up, but I'm pretty sure when I've told this story before on, I think it was on TikTok, and people were like, apparently locks of love is like super controversial for something.
Scammy.
A little scammy. I'm not sure. I'll have to read up on it and then I'll update you next week. But, like, apparently there's a little scammy with locks of love. Ooh. Supposedly. But anyway, so I remember I went home and I was like, so she said, like, oh, I'm actually getting my hair cut here soon and I'm going to donate my hair to locks of love. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, just to, you know, cancer survivors or, you know, people going through chemo or people who just lose their hair. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, I want to get it done so bad. I want to go. So I went home and I was like, Mom, I was like, I want to do this. I was like, Mrs. Reed, my fifth grade teacher, shout out to Mrs. Reed, love her. I was like, Mom, like, I want to get this done so bad. And she was like, Brittany, but, like, your hair is so beautiful and it's so long. And I was like, no, like, I want to do it, blah, blah, blah. So literally it was me, the three girls, and my teacher. We all met up on, like, a Saturday morning. And we all went to the salon, and this one salon that if you were to donate your hair, they would cut your hair for free.
Okay.
But it was literally just like they put your hair in a ponytail and went shink, and then shaped it up and said, you're done, get out of my chair. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
So they literally, like, my hair was so, like, to my butt long. Like, it was long. Yeah. I think I cut, like, 12 inches off.
Dang.
And they literally put my hair in that ponytail and they went shink. And I was like holding my ponytail and I was like, yay. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, my hair. Because it was like, it was, she was short. Like to the shoulder short.
Oh my gosh.
My mom was like, Brittany, are you sure? And I was like, everybody else is doing it.
You felt so passionate about it though. Like as a child, things like that, it just overcomes you. Do you remember Coney? 2012, like, Coney, was that? Dude.
We're gonna get him.
Yes! Like, dig that out of the memory box, for real.
That is so, that was our, like, oh my gosh, that is so funny.
I remember, it was probably, like, 8 o'clock at night, and I was on Instagram, and this was, like, OG Instagram, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And someone posted that, it was, like, a donkey symbol or something, I don't know.
Yes.
And I was just like, I need to donate money to this right now. And I was like posting, I posted the picture of this like little boy, and he was like blonde. Wait, do you know what I'm talking about? He just looked like a little innocent child, and it had like a caption underneath. It was like, but what if the bad guys do get us?
Oh, like, no. What if the...
And I was like, hashtag Coney 2012. Like, we got to get this solved. Like,
we got to get this solved, please.
So I go downstairs and I'm like, Mom, get your credit card out. Like, we.
Get your credit card out. Right.
We are making a charitable donation. And I said $20 or something, which at the time, that's like $100.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and she, I remember she brought me into the front room because I was like almost beside myself, I'm sure. Like that I just needed to like, they had to get the numbers up and whatever.
Yeah.
She said, Sophia, give me like 5 things that you know about this person and like what they've done. And who this is really going to help. And just, like, really explain it to me. Like, what do you know?
Right.
And I was like, I don't really know anything.
I don't know.
And she had to talk me down really quickly. But for, like, probably 3 days, it consumed me.
Yes. I feel like that was, like, a rite of passage for everyone.
Right? I got to look up the logo just to see it, you know? Just to, like, get that feeling.
Oh, my
gosh. God, I hope it wasn't a terrible... I don't even know what it was. Still to this day, guns in my head. What is Coney?
What is Coney? I'm looking it up.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. This.
That is so funny.
And I'm sure I could find that meme of the little boy, but it was just...
Coney 2012, American short documentary film produced by Invisible Children Incorporated. The film's purpose was to make Ugandan cult leader, war criminal, and ICC fugitive Joseph Coney globally known so as to have him arrested by the end of 2012. The film was released on March 5th, 2012 and spread virally, and the campaign was initially supported by various celebrities. As of June of 2024, the film had received over 103 million views on YouTube.
Okay, good. So it wasn't, like, supporting the war criminal.
No.
It was let's get him.
It just says, like, the synopsis. That's, like, my favorite thing. I love a synopsis.
Yeah.
It describes Coney's actions with his rebel militia group, Lord's Resistance Army, including forced recruitment of child soldiers in the regions. It's not funny, but just like I'm thinking of the meme that you posted. So literally, that's why I'm laughing. In the regions of North Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and South Sudan, in which they have been active. That's crazy. Okay, where is the synopsis?
Okay, this is wild because in my pictures, I literally have still the picture that I saved on March 7th, 2012.
Please. Oh, posted. My gosh.
It truly was the first hashtag that I remember going viral. But, like, at the time, virality was not even a thing. Like, we didn't even know, for real.
Honestly.
But it was everywhere, bro. All over social media.
Like, did anything ever come of it?
I don't know. I feel like... I don't know if maybe the people who were trying to out him ended up having bad intentions or what, but I feel like there was some sort of thing with the money, like their campaign, and if they really spent the money or allocated it correctly. And
yeah.
Yeah, so...
All of it. That's crazy. Dude, what a throwback. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That just unlocked a freaking memory. Did you see that Hollister dropped a 2000s line?
Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it. Keep talking.
I'm talking like the whole like baby doll top with the super abnormally long sleeves. Yeah. Except one of their jackets, it doesn't have like 1987 or 97 anymore. It says 2001. I had that exact same reaction.
Like, why would you do that?
Yep, they dropped a whole 2000s line with all of the baby doll tops, like all of the long sleeve tops, the mini skirts with the bedazzled butt, the whole nine.
With the bedazzled butt, I need it.
Yep.
I haven't seen that one just yet, but for real. Oh my gosh, we're going back, baby.
I know.
War is Oh my gosh, yes, dude. The little lace around the collar with the V-neck. Yes.
My gosh.
Little floral dresses. I'll wear a dress tomorrow if you wear a dress.
Like, oh my god, I'll wear a skirt if you wear a skirt, and I'm gonna curl my hair.
Ooh, she curling her hair.
Mm-hmm. Wore the lace cami underneath.
Of course.
The V-neck shirt, because the V-neck was so deep.
Of course.
Naturally.
Dude, I always wanted to be able to wear the little sweetheart strapless.
Yes.
Eyelet top, you know?
Yes, I was never allowed to wear one.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh, my cat, he does this every single time that I record. He leaves me alone for the first hour or so. We've been recording for about 50 minutes, and every single time it hits around this time, he's like, oh hey, mom's here, let me just claw and bite her feet.
Oh heck no.
Every time.
Okay, so haircut out of a book, that's one thing I want to talk about.
Haircut out of a book.
And then there is a really exciting movie coming out.
Oh, yeah, you did mention this in the beginning. Hold on, I'm repositioning myself.
What the day is. Okay. Listening. It is August 8th. That's a Friday, ladies. We're all going to the movie theater, and we're seeing Freaky Friday 2.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Jamie Lynn and Lindsay Lohan have put their iconic forces together once again and created. Now, I guess we can't assume that it's going to be better than or as good as the original, of course. But from what I've seen, the humor seems pretty good. It's not super cheeseball like a lot of the sequels are nowadays.
Okay.
I think it's honestly going to be good.
And the fact that it's not on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Because the second that it just like comes on Netflix or Disney Plus or like some sort of streaming service, that's when you know it's going to be cheeseball.
No, like they have a whole production behind them. Like this is amazing. Not a Netflix production.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, let's see who's producing it, honestly.
Put some respect on their name.
Yes, but, like, do you go to the movie theaters?
No. I just, like, every time that I'm, like, in the mood to possibly go to the movies, I look up what movies are playing, and I'm like, none of these interest me.
So true.
You know, it's like, if I'm going to spend $20 on a ticket,
yeah,
I'm like, I need to know if it's going to be worth it. And then at the same time, like, streaming services have kind of, like, ruined it for me. Because I'm like, it's just going to be it's going to be on Netflix in a month.
This is also true. Like, the excitement is not yes. as...
Like, Wicked, I haven't seen Wicked yet. Granted, I'm not a musical person, but regardless, I'm like, it's on Hulu right now.
Right.
So it's like...
I never watched it. Have you watched it?
No.
I think we're, like, the only two people in the world.
I know.
Now, Freaky Friday 2 is being... It's being produced by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. So it's not a Disney Plus exclusive.
Good.
It actually is Walt Disney, which...
Good.
Yeah, and it's being released, like, theatrically, so it's going to be out.
Good.
Like a normal movie.
Thank goodness.
But I'm so freaking excited, bro. And then Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out.
Yes, I did see that.
And Alex Earl has a cameo.
That's wild to me.
Yes. Okay. So I saw, of course, I get all my news from TikTok. It's because one of Adam Sandler's daughters likes her and basically said at some point during the writing process, I guess, of the movie, she said, you should have, you know, I don't know if it's Happy Gilmore himself or whatever, but go on the Hot Mess podcast. So that's kind of what her cameo is.
Oh, like, that's kind of cute.
Yes, like he's on her podcast, and then Seth has one more at the end. She's like in a small role or something. I don't know.
The end cute. Of the movie.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I'll be happy for her, even though she's like living my dream. Actually, I don't know if I would want to be an actress, but she literally is just success. Like,
I know.
Written on her forehead.
I don't know. I know. I don't, like, still to this day, I don't know how she does it.
I know.
Still to this day. Like, when she says, like, oh, I was out till blank in the morning, and then I went straight to the airport and hopped on a flight, and then we had to get off and immediately go into hair and makeup, I'd be like, I would be a monster of a human being. Like, the second that I get, like, interrupted sleep.
Right.
Or just, like, if I don't sleep well... And I already know the people that are listening that have kids are like, just wait till you have kids. I know. I'm just talking about, like, you know, having to do something social every single waking moment of your life. I'm like, do you ever just, like, sit at home?
Right. Like, and, she, like, has to rot? Be on.
Right. She's booked and busy. She's got meetings. She's
freaking booked and busy, bro. Okay. And then one more thing. There is a Netflix crime show or whatever out about a woman who went missing on a cruise.
It's interesting.
Called Amy Bradley is missing. Okay.
Oh.
It dives into the theories surrounding what could have happened to Bradley, who was 23 years old when she vanished during a Caribbean cruise with her family 27 years ago. The documentary features exclusive interviews, newly surfaced evidence, and whatnot. I really don't know much about it, but she went on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and was never seen again. And
this is real?
Yes, it's
real. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, oh yeah, straight up. Like, this happened, you know, and now it's been 27 years and no one has still yet to...
Jeez.
Right? So I'm like, I love those type of things on Netflix. Oh, yeah. So I've been waiting for that. I want to say it came out in June, so maybe I'm a little late, but...
Ooh.
I think I'm going to watch that soon, probably.
Yeah, I feel like I need to watch that too.
Honestly, any of my girlies who are also interested in crime stuff.
We should watch it before... next week, so we talk should about it.
Wait, I'm yeah. trying to see if it's out. I just, like, am assuming that it is, but so yeah, that was it. I think that's what I had for tonight. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going steady with my therapist.
Yes, you did mention that.
I've had 17 sessions with her, guys. I love her to death, and it feels so good to talk to someone, truly. So highly encourage it if you've been thinking about it.
Absolutely. And, like, don't take going to therapy as, like, a weakness or, like, a, oh, you know, people are going to think I'm, like, oh, so you think I'm crazy or, like, you know, all that good stuff. It's, like, it's so good to just talk about it. I'm, like, I've been seeing my therapist for almost 10 years now.
I know. It's amazing.
And I'm, like, and she just knows me so well. And, like, I kind of had, like, a little bit of a, I don't want to say a breakthrough, but I definitely had, like, kind of like a self-reflection moment, I guess. And we were sitting there, and I've just been tending to kind of go in there and I just, like, word vomit of, like, everything that's going on in my life. I'm like, then this happened, which led to this, which led to that, like, blah, 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 blah. And I don't let her get two words in. And then by the end of it, I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then I look at the clock and there's, like, 15 minutes left.
Right.
So then, you know, she's like, oh, and so I told her, I was like, so instead of doing the thing where, like, she'll make a comment and then sometimes I go, like, I know. And I'm like, I'm kind of treating her like a girlfriend versus, like, my therapist, you know? Mm-hmm. So I told her, I was like, I'm trying to be more aware of that and I'm trying to be more open to feedback versus me just kind of, like, immediately cutting her off and being like, I know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because I do that a lot with her. I do, like, I word vomit. She'll make, like, a, oh, like, do you think it's because of this? I'm like, yeah, I know. Mm. Like, and I'm saying that in the sense of, like, not in the sense of, like, I don't need you to tell me because why else would I go to therapy? But, like, in the sense of I thought that too. And, like, we're just two gals, like, yapping. And I'm like, no, like, I'm here to really, like, get good feedback, learn how to move, like, process healthily and move forward kind of thing. So, yeah.
That's good. I mean, after 10 years, I'm sure you're so comfortable with her. It does feel like you're just gossiping with a bestie almost.
Literally. We walk in and she's like, hey. And I go, and she's like, what's going on? I'd be like, girl. And she'd be like, uh-oh. She's got, like, she's married with, like, three grown kids. Like, lady is, like, old enough to be my mother, but she's so sweet and I love her.
Good. I love that for you, that you've had her that long and, like, she's seen you through all your seasons, basically.
Oh, for sure. Like, if she ever, like, the day that she's like, you know what, like, I'm going to take a step back, like, I'm going to crash out. Like, I'm going to be like, you're not allowed to leave.
Seriously. Wait, that was in Freaky Friday. She's a therapist and she has a little bald guy. He's like, you said you would be here 30 minutes ago.
me.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Love it.
All right, well, we love you guys so much. Thanks for listening to another episode.
Yeah, a little vent sesh, a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah. All of it. You will be back next week, hopefully. Slay all day until we see you again.
Y'all have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.